Hey, 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 Michael Gustin here with the Manifest Billionaire podcast. Today I'm going to be sharing a little excerpt from a conversation I was having earlier today with you. Short little excerpt, it's about 10 minutes. Some really good stuff in there. So take some time, let it soak, change your life. Sounds good? Talk to you soon. Potential is some sort of thing determined by some other source external to themselves. And this is the problem when you believe that potential is not infinite inherently, you automatically create a box of limitation. Because you're saying, for whatever reason, you know, this unknown factor determined my potential. Whenever that's just the bottom line. Whenever you give somebody or something else the ability to determine objectively something about you, you subject yourself to limitation. And this is why I'm so passionate about sharing what I share.
How does endurance?
And this is what somebody. Sorry, go ahead.
So, but my question is, how does endurance play into limitation?
Endurance plays into limitation because endurance implies that you have to, that there's a predetermined, unbeknownst to you, amount of effort necessary, required, to achieve a certain outcome.
Well, that's subjective in nature, though.
That's exactly my point. The very perception of endurance is ridiculous. Knowing that, assuming you are a thing or a person, is the single factor and quickest factor for manifestation in your life. When you go into a mental conversation state where you're talking about, oh, I have to endure all this, I have to go literally, you're literally self-inflicting pain. Yeah. Because you're not in the state of the wish fulfilled.
Right.
And so you're perceiving yourself not having yet achieved your outcome, your objective.
Right.
But if you were to understand that you are infinite, now and forever, obviously, forever if you're infinite, there is absolutely no way you can consciously give limitation to yourself.
Right.
And I think that's exactly how endurance plays into limitation, because the only reason I have to endure something is because what I've really done is created something that I am just not aware of. And I'm just not aware of my inherent infinity.
Right. It's still a separation.
It is. It's a perception of separation. And I mean, and that's that, you nailed it. Because the minute I believe that I have not yet achieved my goal, I will perpetually not have achieved my goal.
Well, so
and this is where we have to really become aware of our
self-talk.
Thing? Oh yeah. I mean, but who?
Or is it an instinctual thing of survival?
That's back to the first part of our conversation. I believe that yes, because of the nature of the human existence, for the last 100,000 years, all of these terminologies and such have been inaugurated into our system for years and years and years.
For survival
purposes.
Advantages.
And so this is the whole point. If all of human, and I was talking to somebody about this yesterday at the birthday party I was at. If everybody knew, so I told him this quote from Heidi Baker, and I really love this quote, and I will always live this. You know, even though she's Christian, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, she has a ministry in Africa. I believe I've told you this. You know, she says, if you know you're loved, you're free to be intimate. If you don't know you're loved, you're not free. And, you know, the guy I was talking to, he got chills the moment I said that. I got chills because it's such a powerful statement. It's such a powerful statement. Knowing that inside of you, giving life to you, is literally the source of all things. If everybody was to understand this, the entire world would change in a matter of months. If everybody was to understand that at one time, at a single time, a single moment, everybody experienced the truth of their inherent infinity, the entire world would change. How much crime would drop immediately? How much murder rates and all these different things? Because the only reason I want to take from you, I want to kill you, I want to hurt you, is because I'm really hurting and I've only taken from myself. And so naturally, I'm only going to do to others what I have already done to myself. And if everybody were to know in a single moment that they were loved infinitely, literally the landscape of humanity would shift forever. Because we would then unite, we would get over stupid, you know, garbage bullcrap about, oh, my nation's better than your nation and my religion's better than yours, which is just, it's petty childish arguments, you know? And this is where you kind of have compassion for the whole thing, because you're like, humans don't necessarily understand what they do. And once you do, and Stephen and I were talking about this, once you understand why people do what they do, it's a lot easier to have compassion. It's a lot easier to have compassion.
It is.
You know, so.
This is the reason why, you know, whenever I feel that struggling feeling coming up, struggling or challenge or difficulty or, you know, climbing or anything that would imply limitation underneath, I try to step back and look at it from, I literally have to stop and let go of that perception and look at it. There's two things I have to do. Let go of the current perception and replace it with a second vision of knowing who I am, knowing
what right. I'm infinite. Yeah. And it's a habit that's created over multiple times of doing this.
Right. Well, like, you know, forgiveness. Forgiveness is just letting go. I mean, really and truly, that's all that is. Wow. It really comes across as being, it can come across as just being passive and permission.
Yeah.
But it's not if you're actively doing it.
Well, because forgiveness really is never about another person. It's about you.
Letting go of the...
It's your ability to let go of, exactly, of the perception.
Yes.
You know? And Neville talks about forgiveness as a complete forgetfulness.
Yeah.
Completely forgetting.
Just forget that they acted that way or you acted that way. Or
exactly.
It's like a revision of feelings.
It, exactly. Complete revision of feelings. And this is why revision is so powerful. It's exactly why revision is so powerful.
Revision of feelings. And that's, I think that that's really key, because it's not... It's truthfully not revising the actual scenario. So let's
say... It's revising your experience with the scenario in relation to the scenario.
It's your feelings about the scenario.
And think about this. When it comes to manifesting things you want, the context is the exact same.
Right.
Because it's not about the thing itself. It's about how you think you're going to feel... It's about how you think you're going to feel once the thing comes into your life.
Right.
It's never about the thing. Because it's all about your perception about the thing. Because if you hate money, if you really hate money, the idea of making $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, $10 million a year, there's going to be no lighting up inside of you. There's not going to be whatsoever. However, if you really like money, the feelings are going to be the complete opposite, because the feelings come from how you are relating yourself to the thing.
Right.
Be it money, relationships, sex, I mean, drugs, whatever it is, careers, it's all about... Hey, you better slow down. Thanks for listening. I'm in the car right now, actually driving. So if you hear air and things in the background, I appreciate your willingness to listen to the podcast regardless. You know, sometimes you just get things you want to say and you say them regardless of where you are. So I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.